From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is to travel to Fort Hood in Texas today. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says Mr. Obama has two main activities planned after last week's fatal shootings there.
The president will meet with families of those that lost a loved one last week, as well as speak to the larger memorial that will take place at the base.
Senior U.S. officials say the Defense and Justice Departments have agreed that Major Nadal Hassan, who's believed to have opened fire at Fort Hood before security personnel returned it, should be tried in a military court for his alleged killings of 12 soldiers and one civilian. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The decision of whether Nadal Hassan should be tried in federal or military court hinged in part on what charges would be brought against him. If he were to be tried for terrorism, federal prosecutors might want to pursue him. But senior U.S. officials say the fact that Hassan is an Army officer accused of killing other soldiers on an Army post means it's appropriate for him to be tried in a military court. FBI officials are assisting in the investigation of the shooting spree at Fort Hood. So far, the officials say there's no evidence the massacre was part of a conspiracy. The officials say they, quote, took a look at Hassan in recent months because of his communications with an unnamed individual who espoused radical views, but their concerns did not rise to a level warranting further investigation, the officials say. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall this morning along the Gulf Coast. The storm's top sustained winds are about 50 miles per hour, but heavy rains and flooding are the primary concerns. Phil Latzman of member station WLRN in Miami reports.
Governors in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida all declared states of emergency as Ida made its approach. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect for the New Orleans area east of the Florida Panhandle. But National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlain says the worst may be over.
There still are a few pockets of tropical storm force winds, and so the warnings are still up. But the heavy rains preceded the storm. They've now moved inland over the southeastern U.S. and are spreading as far north as the Carolinas.
Rain and storm surge may be the biggest threats, with most of the coast getting between 3 and 6 inches and storm surges up to 5 feet. There, though, have been no signs of tornadoes being spawned as a result of Ida. It's expected to dissipate as the system moves east and breaks apart. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
And the National Hurricane Center now says that Ida has made landfall on Dauphin Island, Alabama. In Pakistan, a police official says an explosion rocked a crowded intersection in a northwestern Pakistani city. That would be the third bombing, if it is such as suspected, in 3 days in the region. This is NPR News. Auto lender GMAC is negotiating another infusion of government money. The Federal Reserve has deemed the bank unprepared for a repeated economic downturn. Here's more from NPR's Brian Reed in New York.
Last spring, the Federal Reserve Board gave stress tests to the nation's 19 largest banks. Now the Fed says all but one of those banks have enough capital on hand to survive another bad turn in the economy. The one exception is GMAC. After the stress tests, federal regulators told the lender that it needed to raise $11.5 billion as a cushion in case the economy kept deteriorating. But unlike the other big banks, GMAC was unable to amass those funds. Now it's talking with U.S. Treasury officials about using bailout money to meet the stress test requirements. Detroit-based GMAC was once the financing arm of General Motors. It's still a major lender in the auto industry, but has mortgage and insurance units as well. The government has already given GMAC more than $12 billion in bailout money. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.
Today, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee is expected to reveal a long-awaited proposal to overhaul financial regulation. Senator Christopher Dodd's proposal would reportedly limit the power of the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and consolidate supervision of banks in one agency. One person familiar with draft legislation tells the Associated Press that Dodd wants to allocate considerably more money to the Securities and Exchange Commission and give shareholders of companies some influence over how much executives are paid. Britain's two biggest banks, Barclays and HSBC, reported results indicating the wave of bad debt may be past its peak. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.